This is Dave Fleming, senior leader at Aldea Spiritual Community. Welcome to day 21 of the Seeker's Challenge. The mantra of the Seeker's Challenge is never arrive. But you've arrived at the last day of the Seeker's Challenge. Of course, what you've arrived at is a new beginning. You've arrived at a new beginning because on the Seeker's path, there is no arrival. There are destinations that move us forward, indeed. But there is no I'm done moment. There is no I've arrived and now I have been enlightened to a place where there is no more seeking necessary. The Seeker's path is a path of perpetual exploration, even in the arrival. You made it to day 21. Consider all that you've explored in the last 3 weeks. First, losing our way in life and on the spiritual path is a gift. It's not a frustration alone. It's not just a disruption in a pretty good life. No, it's a gift. It's a gift that invites us then to seek. For what is there to seek without the condition of being lost? We lose our way when we're willing to leave and venture out, to leave something behind that no longer serves us, and to venture into a new space, a place of ambiguity, a place where we must wander and wonder about with a spirit of expectancy. Wow. Week one, element one, lose our way. And then, as we lose our way on this path of never arriving, we do find guides. Human guides, animals, nature, writings, situations. We find guides. And those guides meet us at the moment where we must learn something new. The guide arrives when the seeker is ready. And so we must make space for guides, watching for guides, first by recognizing the kind of guides that show up in my life and the kind of guidance I need at any given point in my spirituality. And to humble myself to listen and to learn, but never letting a guide take too much control of my life, never allowing the influence of a guide to run my life. And remember, sometimes then, you will be the guide. And when you're the guide, you come with a spirit of humility. You're grounded. You're grounded. You're a person who's a fellow journeyer. You're not lording it over in the guidance. You're not telling people what to do. And then you make generous space for them, a generous spirit for people to explore in a non-judgmental way. And then you give wisdom. Week two. Find your guides along the way and be a guide that's attractive to other seekers. And then this week, we've been looking at forging our path, owning our path, taking responsibility for our path, learning from the spiritual traditions of the world, but never over-committing to them in a way that dismantles my search or ends my search. Because I never arrive, I collect important wisdom from different spiritual traditions, but I continue to forge my own path through spiritual practice, through actions like meditation, or non-actions like meditation, or prayer, or journaling, or time in nature, or deep friendships. And I realize that the ultimate spiritual practice is life itself. Could that be that simply living every day with a quality of awareness that opens me to transcendence and transformation is a spiritual practice? Is it possible that a well-lived life, a life of awareness and mindfulness to consciousness, is spiritual? Think of the path we've walked just in the last 3 weeks, and think now of applying the rhythm of these three, losing your way, finding your guides, forging your path, in a cycle, in a spiral, in a staircase that is moving up, a path laid before you that you are forging as you risk your way forward. What an exciting journey the Seeker's Challenge has been, and now invites you to move forward and make these three movements important elements of your spirituality. What will you take with you from week three? On this final day, one of the actions we want to take is a reflection of week three. How can you better own your own spiritual life? Have you been piggybacking off of other people or posing or being an imposter now and then? I know I've done that so many times. How can you more faithfully and authentically own your path, learn from others, learn from the spiritual traditions that have emerged and evolved over thousands of years, but never let yourself overcommit to any one path. Forge it. Practice. What spiritual practices nourish you? And how can you live a more mindful everyday life so that everything you do can be part of a spiritual practice? And then, how do you need to risk forward on the path? Reflect on week three, and then reflect on the rhythm of the entire Seeker's Challenge model, the elements. See them moving together. See them as an indivisible whole as you walk your life, losing your way, finding your guides, forging your path. And remember, on this day, who might you invite now to take the Seeker's Challenge? Now that you've taken the challenge and you've achieved this important practice over the last 3 weeks, who do you want to invite? What three people can you invite today? Or what group of people can you challenge to take it with you? Take it again. It's always accessible to you. Take it again and bring other people with you. Maybe create a group where you talk about these issues together as they go through it for the first time. Perhaps you will be a guide as you have thought about these concepts over these 3 weeks, and then learn together. Take the Seeker's Challenge. Invite people to take this challenge with you, and invite them to invite others to take the challenge. And on the challenge we'll go as we lose our way, find our guides, and forge our paths. Congratulations on arriving on the last day of the challenge. But congratulations on never arriving. Leave this 3-week challenge with the commitment to never arrive, to live a well-lived life is to continue to seek, continue to push the boundaries of what I know into unfamiliar territory where there are new insights, new experiences of transcendence and transformation awaiting. Though there are dragons beyond the familiar, the adventure of creating a spiritual path that can enrich my life throughout my life is also waiting beyond the familiar of the boundaries we currently know. Never arrive. Never arrive. Join me in that mantra and make that mantra the mantra of your life, the mantra of your spirituality, the mantra of your seeker's path. Never arrive. I wish you the adventure of a well-crafted spirituality in everyday life, touching transcendence and transformation. And thank you for joining me and so many others who have and are taking the Seeker's Challenge. Stay a part of our community. There are things that we will be creating at Aldea Spiritual Community, which you can experience just by going to our website at loveperiod.org, where we will keep the Seeker's Challenge alive. But you can keep it alive by taking it again and by inviting others to the same experience that you've had. Thank you for taking the time to go through the Seeker's Challenge. I wish you a life of wisdom and adventure. Never arrive. This is Dave Fleming.